Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding my Sasheni Daf Chof Gimel in the Oiz Vahadar edition, Perek Shlishi, beginning of Halacha Base. Zog the Mishnah. Ein lekhim trumo bekesef maiser. You should not purchase using the money of my Sasheni to buy trumo. Why? Because it's causing it to be mute achilosoy, which means less people can eat it. My Sasheni can be eaten by everybody. Trumo can be eaten only by Koyanim. So he's been mad by chilos, so you give less of an option for people to eat it. Rav Shimon does not choishesh to mute by chilos. He holds it's fine, even though you decreasing the amount of people that are able to eat the ma'aser sheni. Says the Mishnah, Omar Lam Rav Shimon asked Rabbanon, Imikel beziv chishlobim, what could you buy with ma'aser sheni? We learned earlier, ma'aser sheni, the ideal thing to buy with ma'aser sheni is ziv chishlobim, is a korban shlobim. You know what happens when you have a korban shlomim? Who reveal the pigul v'noiser v'tomim? A korban, if you have the wrong machshava, it becomes pigul. If you keep it overnight, longer than the time you can eat it, it becomes noiser. And if it's a person whose tummy touches it, it becomes tomim. Lo yakel b'truma. So by truma, you don't have all the tzulim. So of course it'll be mekel. Yes, less people are eating it. But it doesn't have all the issues that the korbanos have. Homuloy that told him, "My mekel b'ziv chishlomim shekin mutarim lezoyim, mekel b'truma sheasur lezoyim." Meaning, at the end of the day, korban everybody can eat. Yes, there is some danger that maybe it'll become pasul, but still, it's available for all to eat. By truma, you're restricting who are the people that can eat it. So we prefer to make it available for all, with some danger that may become pasul, then make it not available for all and not have these dangers. The Brisa added another problem. If you're taking Moz Ma'aser Sheni buying Truma, you make it come Lidei Psul. What does that mean? That's what the Gemara is asking. Ma'u Lidei Psul? Omar Rav Yoina Shenifsalu B'Tful Yoim. Tful Yoim is somebody who was Tomeh. He went to the Mikvah, but he did not wait for the end of the day. At that stage, when he's Tful Yoim, he's not allowed to eat Truma, but he is allowed to eat Ma'aser Sheni. So if a Tful Yoim touches this food, which was purchased in with Ma'aser Sheni, but it is Truma, you can't eat it because it's Truma. Truma, that's Tomeh, you can't eat. Continues the Gemara in Daf Chof Gimel on the base. But you can't redeem it from being Ma'aser Sheni, because from the Ma'aser Sheni perspective, it is edible, it's not possible. Ma'aser Sheni didn't become possible with Tful Yoim. So you can't eat it because of the Truma, but you can't redeem it because of the Ma'aser Sheni. That's what the Brisa means, that if you make a Ma'aser Sheni, you buy with a Truma, you have a risk that it'll become possible and you have nothing to do with it. You can't redeem it, you can't eat it. The Mishnah said something else. The Mishnah said is that you're causing it to have less people to eat it. What does it mean? So the Gemara explains, Truma Asur L'Zorim. Zorim cannot eat Truma. Someone who is not a Kohen cannot eat Truma. Ma'aser Sheni Mutar L'Zorim. Ma'aser Sheni, you could have a Zor eat it. Truma Asur B'Tful Yoim. B'Tful Yoim, someone who's Tomeh, went to the Mikvah, but didn't wait till for the evening, he cannot eat Truma. Ma'aser Sheni Mutar B'Tful Yoim. Ma'aser Sheni B'Tful Yoim can eat. So you're restricting the number of people that can eat this food. Have the Gemara, Kashim Shu Imad B'Achilosoi, Kachu Imad B'Achiloso. Not only is restricting whoever can eat the Ma'aser Sheni, he's also restricting who can eat the Truma. Why? Truma muteris l'oinen. An oinen, someone who l'oinu has a mace in the family. A family member died. The first day that he died is an oinen. He can eat Truma. There's no issue to eat Truma. But Ma'aser Sheni also l'oinen. As the Pasuk says, l'oichalti b'oini mimenu. An oinen is not like Ma'aser Sheni. So you're restricting the Truma who can eat the Truma. So if you buy true in Ma'aser Sheni, now you're making it restricted, not every Kohen can eat it anymore. Similarly, Truma not to una mechitza. Truma you can eat everywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Ma'aser Sheni to una mechitza, Ma'aser Sheni, it's to be in Yerushalayim. So you're restricting the location where you can eat it. Simua ashkachtani, if you have an abraisa, b'shu imad, b'achilosoy, u'b'achilosoy. We really have two issues when you're purchasing true in Ma'aser Sheni, making Ma'aser Sheni restricted, and you make the truma restricted, each one for other reasons. Now we learn in our Mishnah, Mechlekes, can you buy truma with money of Ma'aser Sheni? Says the Gemara, Tani, we have a braiso, in l'chim shvi'is bekesem ma'aser. You're not allowed to buy with the money of Ma'aser Sheni fruits of Shemitah. Why? Because once Shemitah ends, Zman Abir comes, you have to get rid of the fruits. Omar Rabbi Yosi be Machlekes. It's the same Machlekes in our Mishnah. We have Machlekes over there. Omar Rabbi Yoino Divrei Akoli. No, by Shemitah everybody agrees. Rabbi Shimon also agrees you can't buy Shemitah fruits with Ma'aser Sheni. And why does he argue over here? Oichlet Truma Zrizim Him. Who eats Truma? Akoyin. Akoyin is Zariz. He will make sure that he eat the whole thing and not to leave any leftovers. So even though you're restricting the people that can eat it, there's no fear that it will get lost, it will get ruined. But if you buy with Ma'aser Sheni Shemitah that everybody can eat it, you may cause to get lost in the end of the Shemitah when the Zman HaBir comes. So as of Chanino in front of Amono, we learn this Arvu B'Bchoyers, if Korbanos of Pesach got mixed up with a B'chor, now Korban Pesach you can eat only in the night of Pesach. B'Choyers you can eat it for 2 days and a night. If they're Koyanim, you can eat it. In other words, you'll eat it only for one night. So even though, if from the B'chor perspective, you can eat it for 2 days and a night, because this is a it got mixed up with Pesach, you eat it for one night only. According to what you said, that oichle truma zrizimem, and that applies only to truma, the one that stands right now. So what you'll say in this case? Elamai, you see, according to Abshim, without the svar of zrizimem, he doesn't care, he's not choishesh for things coming to the base of soul, so it should work also regarding Shemitah. Says the Chodalu and Aleph, Amar lei, oichle Pesach b'shaosom zrizimem koichle truma. When you eat Korban Pesach, people are also zoris, like when they eat Truma. The same when you eat Truma, you see people are very careful for it, not to leave any leftovers, not to make it possible. Also, at Pesach, people eat the whole thing, and they don't let it to become possible. Teide lechoshuke, I'll bring you a riot to this. Taninon, we learned, ein tzolim basar batzol v'beitzo, el kedesh yitzolim boidon. Not a lot of roast, meat, egg, and an onion, unless you know for sure it's going to be roasted before Shabbos. Because if not, if he has to be roasted when Shabbos comes in, someone will come be mechate bagecholim. He's going to come and stoke the coals on Shabbos, which is a problem of havara, of lighting fire on Shabbos. V'tanina, we learn regarding Pesach, mishashim da Pesach l'tamim chasheicho. You could put a Pesach korban into the oven right before night, and it's going to roast at night. And we talk about Erev Pesach, the chal and Erev Shabbos. So you put it right before Shabbos and let it roast at night. What do you mean? It's going to be Shabbos. Maybe it's come and stuck the coals. You see, for me, when we talk about Korban Pesach, people are Zoris and they're careful not to do anything wrong. Similar to what we said, when you eat Truma, the people are very careful not to do anything wrong. So that goes, that applies in the same way. Reb Shimon holds that whenever you talk about Zrizim, group of people that are very careful in what they're doing, either eating Korban Pesach or eating Truma, then there's no chashash that things will go wrong. But if you talk about not Zrizim, just regular people, even Rav Shimon agrees that things can go wrong. So therefore, don't buy Shemitah with Ma'aser Sheni, because it may go wrong. You may have leftovers in the end of a Shemitah. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aser Sheni, Daf Chof Gimel.